the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Stephen Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Today is February 28th, the last day of February, and I'm going to talk to you about an upcoming sweet potato production meeting. So our annual winter sweet potato production meeting is March 8th, that's next Friday, and it's going to be at the multi-purpose building at the Calhoun County Extension Office. That's located at 121 Parker Street in Pittsboro, Mississippi. We've got a great program for you. Registration kicks off at 8:30. We'll have some donuts and some coffee for you. We'll give you some welcome and opening remarks at 9 o'clock. And then the program really kicks off at 9:05. We've got Rick Snyder, a colleague of mine from the Central Mississippi R&E Center. He's going to talk about greenhouse design and environmental control. This is an area a number of our producers, sweet potato producers in the state of Mississippi, have expressed an interest in learning more about, given that we expect we'll need more individuals in the state to start growing foundation sweet potatoes, and a lot of that takes place in a greenhouse environment. Kind of along the same lines, we'll have Greg Flint, the director of Mississippi Crop Improvement Association, giving some information about foundation sweet potato certification standards and answering some of the frequently asked questions that he receives about certifying sweet potatoes, specifically sweet potato seed roots in the state of Mississippi. We've got an update on weed management from Dr. Mark Schenkel. Mark is my counterpart here at the Pontotoc Experiment Station. Does a lot of weed management work in sweet potato, and he'll provide an update on some of the work he's done in recent years, including an update on Reflex, which now has a 24C label in the state of Mississippi. I'll give a talk about some simulated reduced sweet potato plant stand work that we did in 2018 at the Pontotoc Experiment Station, really trying to simulate what growers like to refer to as burn-off, or what I call heat-induced stem girdling, where the portion of the sweet potato that's in contact with hot soil actually gets damaged and girdles the upper portion of a slip right after transplanting. So we'll talk about the effects that different amounts of that have on yield potential. We've got Callie Morris, who's a research associate, again, at the Pontotoc Branch Station. She'll talk about potassium fertilizer work that she conducted in 2018 in two different cultivars, Bayou Bell and Beauregard. And you may remember Bayou Bell is a variety that was recently released from the LSU Ag Center for use really in the processing market. But it consistently yields about 15% more than Beauregard. And you'll see that there's a difference in how these two varieties respond to potassium fertilizer, and Callie will explain that to you. If you come to this meeting, you'll also hear from Jeff Main. He's conducted a lot of research over the last several years with sulfur, and so its impact on sweet potato yield, certainly, but also its impact on post-harvest quality. So he'll touch on that. We've also got a series of updates. Samantha Laird, who's the Sweet Potato Commodity Coordinator with Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, will provide a policy update for us. Pamela Rhodes with USDA Farm Service Agency in Calhoun County will talk about the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance, or NAP, program. And we'll get an update from our State Department of Agriculture, from Casey Colquitt specifically, on the guava root knot nematode, its quarantine, and then some of the questions that she's received over the last several weeks. So we've got a full schedule. That's March 8th, 2019. If you come out, we'll feed you lunch. We ought to be wrapped up around noon. It'll be a good time. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me by email or at my work cell number, 662-769-9917. In the meantime, stay safe out there.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.